two and probably three or four.
There's no special names.
Right.
And a hen on a nest of eggs would be called a
sitting hen.
And when you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this. You call that the
wishbone.
Any stories about that?
Yes, I never did get to eat it. I have an older sister. And we always had fried chicken on Sundays. Every Sunday we had fried chicken, and I never got the wishbone. The drumsticks, maybe, but not the wishbone.
What would they do with the wishbone?
Well, occasionally I had to help pull it. The pulley bone. We also call it the pulley bone. And after she got through eating it, I might be able to help her pull it, but I never did get to eat it.
Which end did you want to get if you pulled it? The short end or?
The long end. The long end. It's the one that gets the wish.
And if you had a real good set of dishes, they'd probably be made out of?
Havilland.
Or the general name.
China.
What would you call an egg made out of that?
A China egg? That's what you put under the hen to make them lay.
What would you have to keep chickens in? Just a little cage sort of to keep the mother hen and the baby chicks in? You'd call that a
brooder.
Anything else you'd have for keeping chickens?
No.
Did you ever hear of a coop or poo?
Yes, but not often. You either had a chicken house or you didn't.
Mm-hmm. But
if you had a chicken house, you had the whole run.
Uh-huh. What about that other thing, though? You heard?
A brooder. Well, that's really more recent than you're interested in, because that's after the broilers got here, and then that just keeps the little baby chickens warm.
What about the coop or coo? Which? What did you hear that called?
I wouldn't say that was used here.
Have you ever heard what?
Yes, I have heard a chicken coop, but not often. It's always been a chicken house.
And it was the same thing, though? Just the,
mm-hmm.
the large?
Mm-hmm.
And the animals on